Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How do you cope with severe depression, suicidal thoughts, post-traumatic stress disorder, job loss, drug and alcohol dependence, and marital strife, all while trying to raise a child and develop a successful career? This is the story of Sid and Dennis Kamakea, a testament of healing from brokenness. Ah, brokenness and healing. Is that something that relates with you? Well, I think at some point, each of us in our lives, we experience a tinge of brokenness, and sometimes more than a tinge. Well, here's the thing. In all of that, there is hope. There's hope in Jesus Christ, who comes to heal the brokenhearted and to bind up their wounds and to bring restoration and healing. Christ loves you so much, dear friend, that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ who has touched Dennis and Sid Kamakea, is here reaching out to you, calling you to himself. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Will you receive him as your Savior and Lord? Dennis and Sid knows what this is all about, and they'll share today. Dennis Kamakea is the operations director, and Sid Kamakea is the worship director at Grace Bible Proside's Kaneohe campus under Pastor Ki Omo. Sid is also the lead singer of The Vitals. Dennis and Sid have one son, Ko'olau. Dennis and Sid, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Danny.
Yes, you know, Danny, you know, Dennis and Sid have an amazing story, and but it started early on, you know, as a young boy. Dennis, you experienced two major tragedies in your life that pretty much set you on a path that really of destruction, or maybe feeling, depressed, and there's a lot of anger. What happened when you were at a young age in your life?
When I was in a younger age, as 8 and 9, my parents was all diagnosed with sickness and their health. So, and when I was 9 years old, you know, I couldn't handle the thoughts of losing my parents, especially when my dad was in the hospital, in and out during those years of his last days here on earth. We would live in the hospital most of the days, you know, and it was kind of rough for me, really. And I didn't know what was happening. I wasn't sure what was to come in my future, because my brother, all my siblings was 10 to 15 years older than me, and they had all those times with my parents, sports, and during the time when my father passed away, I was just about there. I could have played football for him, but he was sick, and when he passed away, it kind of shattered my dreams and hope this for sports only, and just losing my father during those days. I really, at a young age, developed suicidal thoughts in my head. Didn't have no one really else, like other brothers, to talk to about that, how to cope it. And so I ended up just running away in the hood, running around with all my friends as usual. But then we would do some things that it wasn't being as a normal kid should be, you know.
Right. And you, and a couple of years later, your mom passed away. So you had, you know, your parents passing on as a young boy, really not having a father figure and a mother figure. I mean, that really, really affected your life early on.
Yeah, you know, a couple of years later, my mom died. And that's when I started spiraling down. And my brother, them, they were strong in mind, but they also didn't know how to father at a young age. You know, they was only in 20s, early 20s, and I mean the 20s, and to deal with their own stress. You know, I talked to them today. How they cope with it, and they had a real difficult time themselves.
How was it like, you know, going to school and, you know, not having a mom and dad, you know, during Father's Day, Mother's Day? Was it very difficult for you?
To think about it, I really didn't notice those days. Because like I had my brother and my sister, so they were there trying to comfort me and whatnot too, you know, and not to really push out the issue of what happened in our early years and whatnot.
You know, so when you in the process of dealing with depression, having suicidal thoughts, you know, from like as you grew up as a teenager, going into high school, you battle with those thoughts all through your life mostly.
Yeah, and that's why my brother he tried to keep me into sports. Most of the times to keep me busy, and you know, this, it would have your seasons, even in your own walk, you know.
Yeah. What sports? What sports did you play?
I played football most of the times, and in high school, track and wrestling.
Yeah. What position did you play?
I was a center and a guard.
So, Coach, no play could start without him.
That's right. He plays right in the trenches. Yeah. But, you know, so playing sports helped you to cope with some of the feelings that you had inside of depression. But then there are seasons when you're not playing, and and it will come heavy upon you.
Yeah.
How did you go through, cope with that? You know, did you talk to someone?
Those years, that's when I was out and about. Calling up the Boys Go Beach.
Right.
So us, we wasn't, you know, being a kid like our parents wanted to be. You know, we'd go smoke Pacololo, you know, right. Go drink at a young age, and just we wasn't like running amok. We was doing things just to soothe our own being, you know,
right. So trying to escape some of these feelings that you have inside. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. Then you know, as you grow older, you met Sid.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, and see, me and my wife, we met in '99 in high school, our senior year, and she went to Kamehameha, I went to Kailua.
You went to the other K.
Yeah.
The Windward side.
Yeah, for sure. And it's funny thing, we met with each other at McDonald's in Kahalu, right next to our church at the theaters in Ko'olau.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Ko'olau McDonald's. Yeah. That was in 99. Then we went off, she went to college, and I went to school in Utah.
Wow. But you guys kept in touch?
We kept in touch all those years, and I visited her, and she visited me, but then there's no place like home. Right, so, right. You know, we all came back home, you know what I mean? Family, you know, and friends.
What was it, Sid, that attracted you to Dennis? And we'll let Dennis share his part on that. But Sid, what would you say?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I had always wanted to have a Hawaiian last name. And Dennis just so happened to meet one of my, you know, bucket list requirements. And he also seemed very, very kind at the time. Like he was very attentive and he was very loving, right off the bat. And he really took the time to call me all the time. And, some of the things that were endearing, I realized later were, or partially because he was just searching for something. He was searching for love because he didn't have a lot of that growing up. But, you know, I was built to give love, so it was a perfect match. God knew already.
I read that you're the youngest of not 10 kids, no. not 20 yeah. kids, but the youngest yeah. of 30 children.
Wow. Yes.
Did my eyes glaze over when I read that, no, or is that true?
No, my father had 30 children, yeah. My dad was born in 1930, and so not all with the same mother, but I have a lot of siblings. That's kind of an understatement. But we grew up with a lot of love, and despite the fact that we had different mothers, my dad was very conscientious to make sure that the majority of us, you know, we all knew each other. There is one part of the family that we don't know well from his life on the mainland, but for the most part, we're all very close still.
You're listening to Sid and Dennis Kamakea, the Good Life Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro, Alfredo Canencia, thanks for joining with us. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with them, those that influenced them, how they grew in their faith. How did they become followers of Christ? What difference has Jesus made in their life? What was life like as a married couple? What were some of the challenges that they faced? I believe that they will relate with you in one way or another that will touch your heart, dear friend. Stay with us. We're going heart to heart with you today. As always, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, we'll talk today a little bit about hiccups in life. You know how that sounds, or you know how that feels, you know, when you have a hiccup. you stop for a moment. Well, maybe we should think about it in this way. Ever feel like you're moving forward? You take two good steps forward, but then again, you end up taking three steps back. You're progressing, and then no, you stop, you go backwards. How about experiencing that in a relationship when you begin to feel like you're making progress, and then you begin to realize, actually, we didn't really get very far. In fact, it might even be worse than it was before. If you've ever felt this way, you're not alone, dear friend. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Sid and Dennis Kamakea can share a little bit about that. Well, I'm speaking that as an understatement. About that in their life, I believe it will relate with you. Find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Share it with a family member or friend. Find out more about them, their church, Grace Bible ProSide, their at the Kaneohe campus, proside.org.
Yeah, Dennis, you know, it's amazing how, you know, as you and Sid got together and you got married, but early on in your marriage, it was kind of rocky because of some of the unresolved issues of anger and resentment in your heart because of what happened to you when you were young. You know, it's kind of like you guys are doing good at sometimes, and then all of a sudden, short circuit, something happens. How was it like, you know, your marriage early on?
Yeah, and then I was still coping with depression and anxiety, and then I didn't realize I had depression and anxiety and whatnot. And during our marriage, we would be sent to like marital counsel
Well, we actually, in the early days, like I would say the first year or so, I didn't realize there was a problem, neither did Dennis. But about a year into our relationship, we had just been boyfriend-girlfriend and living in the same house. He came to live with my parents and me in Kahalu'u. And we did a lot of partying. Like, that was our life. We just partied a lot. And we filled a lot of those voids that we both had, with partying and going out and with friends and with alcohol. So when our life got really real, like when we got married, and then when we bought our own house, and we had to really pare back, and it was just Dennis and I. So we tried to, we didn't spend as much time with friends. We didn't spend as much time at home with my mom and my dad. It was just the two of us one-on-one. That's when we realized that there was something pretty wrong with our relationship, because if you strip back all the people in our lives, the money that we're making, the things that we're doing, going out, there wasn't a whole lot of substance to our relationship. It was just we pretty much were just roommates enjoying life together, but it quickly escalated to just being very unhappy with our lives, with ourselves, and also with each other. So we fought a lot. Yeah, hun.
Yeah,
we fought so much.
I was very angry, you know, and anything would just trigger my anger just by, you know, just my wife coming home late from work, you know, and it's really small stuff we was fighting about. We could be fighting about this, about eggs.
Yeah, we fight about eggs, and then there would be eggs on the wall, or we fight about a towel on the ground, and there would be a fresh hole in my drywall, like. It didn't make any sense.
Right. And Sid, while you was playing, you know, with your band, and I guess, you know, having those gigs late at night, coming home late, Dennis, that used to really affect you because you lost your mom and dad early on, and there was fears in your heart that you might lose your wife.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And during our early years too, my wife, she, before the Vitas, you know, she was singing with many other bands, maybe three other bands, and we would go out too, and that was in the times when we didn't have a mortgage or a child, we would be out late nights and at bar to bar, probably don't even go to sleep till the next day. Even that, then I think this living that life, it kind of made me think even more bad things can happen when, like, just recently, you know, before, like, 3 years ago, when my wife was in the band Vitals, and now they're so famous, and they would go out, and I mean, I had all those brains, like, don't drink, take drinks with nobody, you know, and I was stressed about this, her safety, but she would say, you're being too much, you know, and and I would just, okay, I'm going to come then, you know, and that's the times I would come, and I had anger out, and I'll be, but I'll be a punk to everybody, you know, and, just giving them looks, you know, like, and just looking at my wife, like, why are we here, you know, and I'll just stay in the car all night.
Yeah. He would start a fight with me right before I would get on stage. And it would just mess me up for performance. And, you know, a lot of it, I think, for me personally, because our relationship at home was so bad, I filled my life with my voice with music. And then, you know, there's a certain kind of approval that you want from other people. And music gave me that. You know, being on stage gave me that. Gave me affirmation that I was a good, like a, maybe not a good person. I felt like I was a good person. I felt like people, there were actually people who appreciated what I do because I didn't feel like that at home. So even at work, like I ended up, I would work later hours. I would stay later at the gig because I just didn't want to go home. And it affected us in such a negative way that Dennis would come out to the gig knowing that I would be staying out late just so that we could go home early. But it just would, it would be ugly. And the world that we live in is, it's not a nice place. And if you don't have God in the middle of all of your intentions, oh, it can get ugly so quick. Because you're not trying to, you're not even trying to please your partner, let alone pleasing God. You're just trying to please yourself. And it's like driving, right? When you learn how to drive a car, you got to learn the rules of the road. And if you don't have Jesus as that guide, if you don't have the Bible as your roadmap, oh, you have crashes all over the place. People making their own rules, turning from a left lane, and you know, in oncoming traffic just because they want to. That's the disaster of our lives if we don't have the Bible and we don't have God first.
Sid, you mentioned the rules of the road. Let's build a bridge here so we can cross over. You already mentioned God. God in your life. You mentioned Jesus. You mentioned the Bible. Well, you both shared how bad it was. I realize you even hold back. You're holding back when you share that. Things have been much worse.
Yeah.
But in that restraint, how did God come into your life? How did your heart open to God?
You know, growing up, I was given at least a glimpse as to a little bit of understanding Christianity. My grandma went to church. My mom was Catholic. So we went to church as kids, to like a Pentecostal church. But so I had the groundworks of understanding God, but I had no relationship. And there was an emptiness in both of us that we were looking for. And we even tried going to different churches around the island, but nothing really stood out and nothing created a relationship with God. And what showed me, you know, God's mercy was looking at a changed life and seeing it in real application. I had lived with this man. At that point, we had been together for 16 years. And at the 16-year mark, I was done with him. He had done some pretty severe stuff that I just couldn't, I gave up hope already. And so we had been separated. And he started going to a small group. We call them grace groups at Northside.
I think what it was is, you know, Dennis, at the moment of separation and things coming apart, there was a desperation cry in your heart for God. But you were already connecting with some guys at work that was trying to share the gospel with you, but you wasn't ready at that time. But then one of your friends who saw you at the lowest of lows, he did something. He kind of tricked you. Tell us about that. This is kind of interesting.
Yeah, one of my friend, my coworkers from work, we was out working at Iroquois Point, and they would have a 1 hour break. We would have a 1 hour lunch break, and this fellows they would make a lunch grace group, you know, for that 1 hour. And years before this, I would tease them, you know, drive by and like, these guys look like fools, like man, like I was murdering them, you know, in my mind, and I would always tease them, and But and they'll still be there.
They'll be praying for you. They'll tell you that.
Yes, and during those years, that because they've seen my struggles and my angers and see me crying, you know, for no reason. You see a big guy crying, something wrong, right. and these guys just pray, and they'll tell me that, and then I'll say, oh, thank you, and just turn my other way, you know, and to that one low point, and as when me and my wife were separated, and it was getting too real. More than real, and one of the fellas seen me and kind of put his hand on my shoulder and say, "It's gonna be okay." And how about we just jump on a golf cart? We'll go cruise around. You know, we're like at Iroquois Point, so it's a big base, and right. we just go drive around. Okay, so I drove around and started telling my stories, but I seen him driving towards all the men that had the grace group on the beach, and I looked at him and like,
the very guys you make fun of before.
And I know because it would be blocks away through my work truck, and I kind of walked that far, so I might as well just go with them, you know what I mean? All right, so I got tricked, but it was a good trick, you know. Amen on that, you know.
Yeah, the Grace Group is like a bunch of brothers that get together and they discuss, you know, the scriptures and what we preach on Sunday and really apply it to our lives. But you begin to hear their stories, and you shared your story, and I think that's the moment where you actually receive Christ, where you experience the love of the Father.
Yeah, it's like me and my wife, you know, before our separation, we try to find peace and try to search for some hope, like, so we would go to churches and whatnot, and we wasn't finding the right, you know, and this going out to that group and is letting others hear my testimony, and man, I could, you think your life is worse until you hear someone else's life is more worse than yours, and man, I really connected with them, and I learned a lot of their stories.
There was other guys who went through divorce, and they were kind of encouraging you, just, you know, try to fight for your marriage and do different things.
Yeah, and I talked with many guys that they've been in prison, or they even had divorce and even experienced loss in their family too.
Sid, how did you respond when you heard that or found out that Dennis was going to the Grace Group and he was being experiencing other people, other men sharing? How did you respond?
You know, I at first I thought he was lying, because for a large part of our relationship, I couldn't believe just the majority of the things that he would tell me. You know, he had been very manipulative, and when he said, "Oh, I'm going to church, and I met these guys, and they're teaching me about Jesus," and I thought, "Oh, you're such a liar." But, you know, I started to see it in action, and we got together for my son's 6th birthday, and his gift to my son was a Bible. And he just acted different, and you could really see the love of God and the love of Christ really taking a hold of him, because anybody that knew Dennis up until that point, there was always some emptiness behind his eyes, just... I can't explain it. I don't even know how to explain it. But that emptiness started to get filled up, and I didn't know what it was. And I started asking questions, and he kept telling me, you know, it's God. And then I started to get curious. Like, I thought I knew who God was, and I was like, how can God change you that fast? How can he take you from being this angry man who calls me 25 times a day just to argue with me, to somebody who's not even calling me at all and telling me, I still love you, but I'm praying for you. And I'm praying that, you know, God will change your heart, even if we don't become a couple again. I was like, this is not normal.
Sid, somebody listening today is hearing you say this about a hard man that has been softened by the love of Christ. Mm-hmm. And they are at their wits' end. They are tired. They're even wondering if God has heard their prayers.
Yeah.
What kind of encouragement would you give to this dear woman right now?
You know, our God is a God of miracles. And he can take your heart of stone and and replace it with a heart of flesh. And if you can just hold on and pray that God will reveal to you in his own perfect timing what his purpose is for you, then that's all you need. You just need the hope and understanding that our God is a good God, and what you don't know, he will reveal if it's meant for you to be, you know, if it's meant for you to know these things. And never give up hope, because there's a verse in Ephesians, I think it's Ephesians 3:20, that reminds us that God can blow our minds. Mm. God can do immeasurably more than you can even imagine. And if he can take my husband and take a heart of hard, cold stone and give him a heart of flesh, he can do the same for you.
Sid, before we go to break, can you lead in a prayer? Let's just take this a step further.
Yes.
And pray for someone today who is broken and tired, and yet listening today, a glimmer of hope that God can change their situation. Can you lead in a prayer now?
Yes, absolutely. Father God, Lord, we are so grateful today for the opportunity, God, to share your story, God. We thank you, Lord God, that for every trial and tribulation, Lord, that you walk us through, Lord, that you make us stronger, God. You take our broken bodies, Lord God, and you allow us to step through fire, Lord God, so that you can burn away those things, God, that are ugly, Lord, the things that you don't want to see continue in our lives, Lord God. And Lord, through that fire, Lord, you refine us, and those things eventually will burn away, so that all we're left with, Lord, is hope in you, Lord. We thank you, and that your word says, do not love the world or anything in the world, and that we can concentrate and fix our focus on you, Lord. I pray today for anyone that has lost their hope, that they will find it anew, knowing that your will and your timing is always perfect. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've already done, and we pray, Lord, that today, that someone will have the courage to pray that you will come into their heart to fix their broken life, Lord God, to fix the relationships around them, Lord, that only you can mend, Lord. And I pray, Lord, for anyone who is trying to fill the voids in their heart with things of the world, that they will fix their focus on you and turn away from their life, and realize that you are the only one that can fill us up, God. We thank you, Lord, that your mercies are new every day, and that we know that you don't want us to wait until we're clean to come to you, that you want us as we are, God, and that step by step throughout our entire life, you'll continue to perfect us, Lord, until we stand at those gates and gaze into your eyes. We thank you for all that you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sid, thank you so much. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for sharing. When we come back from our break, more from this very dear couple. Oh, they've gone through agonizing pain, and God has brought them through whole in Christ, and yet with a tenderness of sensitivity to what others may be going through. And, you know, in brokenness, God uses through the healing to touch others who experience that same kind of pain. We'll be back with more Heart to Heart with you. Stay with us now, okay? We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships,
depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
All right, pearlside.org, that's how you can find out more about Grace Bible Pearlside, but Pearlside also has multiple campuses. Campus in Kaneohe with Kiomo. You got Cityside. You got Regal. Many, many different campuses.
We even have one on Kapolei now.
Kapolei, yeah. So find out more about the ministry, the mighty ministry of the Lord through Grace Bible Pearlside. Pearlside.org. And this program, if you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, hey, you can get the. You need this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, share it with a family member or a friend, pass on the word, the ministry of Dennis and Sid Kamakea, Alfredo Canencia, Coach.
Yes, you know, Dennis, as the Lord began to restore your heart and you filled your heart with the love of the Father, you begin to be a father to your son. And God began to put in your heart a love for your wife. And how did the Lord build that trust again in you? Because you were kind of like, you know, always checking in on her. But now when God filled your heart with your love, there was a trust that was building in you, in your wife.
Yeah, like I said, it was through that grace group that I started going to grace with those fellas out there for another 3 years. After those 5 years, I was trying to X them out of my life, you know, and just being encouraged by the men, you know, them, like I said, some of them going through the divorce, and I was learning experiences from them, you know, and they would help and be mentors and just speaking good things just from the Bible, not only just the Bible, this from their heart, of, you know, this how to love your wife, because they wish they could, they love their wife too, but most of them didn't have a second chance. And so I look at that, I was like, wow, I have a chance.
Right. And as God began to work in your marriage and restore your marriage, the Lord's love in your heart began to change even for the guys who were on her band.
Yeah.
That pretty much you kind of resented them and hated them. Mm-hmm. Now, what transpired? Because, you know, God always changes us, and then all of a sudden, He wants us to changing the relationships that we have around us.
Yeah, and so that's basically what I also learned in group. You know, it's fill yourself up with good people around you, and especially followers of Christ.
Right.
And that's what kind of changed my perspective of life. This way, just walking in good and not reflecting anger or hatred, you know. And I had that in my eyes, and people would look at me and they see that smile, but when they see me mad, they think, oh my God, he's gonna kill somebody.
Right. So the guys in the band know that you actually kind of dislike them, mm-hmm. but there was a moment that the Lord put in your heart to express his love and grace. Tell us about that. That's really interesting.
Well, you know, after I felt pretty good about myself, you know, this having a great companion, a father with me, like with God, and I couldn't manage myself out and about with the boys, and so when I would go, and I wouldn't be in the corner with them smoking Paco Lolo or be indulging in drinks and having the Google eyes looking at women, you know.
Right.
And so they seen the difference, you know. And I was just around my wife and just hanging around, but I also just see them, and you know, and for some reason that's just was totally God reflecting out of me, because I had a great smile, and I would talk to them, and even to the ones that I had the hatreds within, and he's one of my best friends now, and I even went up to him that one time, and I said, "And my brother, I love you, and I forgive you," and that's what kind of shocked him. He had a 16-year-long dreadlocks down to the ground, and he's just looking at me like, you know, like, who's this? And and many other the band members, and they've seen that too, and it doesn't work rapidly, but it was so a miracle event that changed their life too.
You know, the amazing thing, Danny, they all begin to receive the Lord, and now they're part of a grace group that Dennis leads, which is amazing. The very guys that he hated, the Lord has given him a love for them, and now they're actually going through discipleship together.
Oh. And we all serve at our church. Those guys, since they're musical, you know, they serve on the worship team. And man, even someone is willing to go on missions with us.
Too. Right. Yeah. And Sid actually leads a grace group now with all the wives.
Yeah.
And so you see how this whole, how the love of God just really came into your life, and now it began to spread to those that are around you.
The healing in one person.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Touches... Yeah. A spouse, touches a network of, well, at that point, it wouldn't have been I wouldn't say a network of friends, but a network of who have become friends.
Right.
Mm. A network who have become brothers and sisters. So part of it, Coach, and what I see as you share, Dennis, as Sid shares, is the story has not ended yet. Uh-uh. It's there's a future to come. There's a sequel,
yes,
to the story. That's the marvel of the gospel. A situation of pain and brokenness alone seems hopeless. Interject the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the whole atmosphere,
yes,
begins,
yes,
to change in our hearts.
Yep.
I look into your eyes, Dennis, and I see a tenderness. And as Sid mentioned, there's a emptiness behind that. But there's a wholeness. There's a softness.
Right.
There's a, I don't know how many times it's watering up today, even in this program,
yes,
dear brother. What do you feel as we talk about what God has done in your life? Describe the feeling.
I feel so wonderful now that, you know, that one of my friends has been obedient, has took me to grace group, you know, because if he hadn't taken me, I wouldn't have a safe family, you know. And so I'm so grateful for those that's obedient, you know, to God's calling, and this, but the love of God, you know, this learning who is God, you know, and just the grace that He has for us. And that's why I say, Dr. Danny, I'm part of a missionary now, and I haven't seen, you know, I would never see myself even following God 3 years ago, and now I'm want others to follow God from here and to the end of the earth, and me and my son and my family, we're gonna go on the next missions too, and I just feel so wonderful and love that God has for me. I want to share that He loves everyone too, you know.
You know, it's so awesome, you know, His heart, because when you experience the love of God, Dennis' transformation is He wants to serve, and He wants to bring people closer to God.
I want to hear, as in relation to serving, Coach, in relation to missions, in relation to you and Sid and Ko'olau going on a mission. We come back from our break, maybe in the final segment. We've just got this a few minutes to go in this precious time that we've had together. And talk a little bit about the future. That's the hope of Christ. When you talk about the sequel, the next step, the future, and we could talk about what's going to happen next. Then we talk about vision. Then we talk about destiny. Destiny for Sid and Dennis and Ko'olau Kamakea. I love that Hawaiian name, Kamakea. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Hold on now, my friend, hold on. This is not the end of the situation right now. It's not the end of the story. There's a sequel. There's a hereafter. There is a future. TheGoodLifeHawaii.com. Get this program. Share it with a family member or friend. Find out more about Dennis and Sid Kamakea. Pearlside.org.
All right, Dennis, you know, when your heart is so soft and just full of God's love, and you want to serve him, and you and Sid found yourself, first of all, going on a mission trip. Where did you guys go on that mission trip?
Yeah, we went to Nepal last year, 2017.
Wow. That's a far place.
Yeah, it was like a 39-hour trip from Hawaii. Yeah, it was. But
and that's not an exaggeration.
That is not an exaggeration. It's not, yeah. That's totally. Yeah, so what, I mean, God opened your eyes to see the world and the people of Nepal. Yeah,
and this going to the missions, summit mission meeting out in Grace Bible, there's a whole bunch of places we could pick, and I remember one of our pastors, Camille, she said, you know, it doesn't matter where you want to go, it matters where God wants you to go. So right. When he picked Nepal, we picked Nepal, and it was going through a lot of prayers and for that, you know, for confirmation, and it was Nepal, we went out there. It was a real third world country, and a lot of lost hope out there too, you know.
Right. So you got to share your story, yeah, to encourage people, you know, in the relationship with God.
Yeah, we got to pray with families out there. Touch some of those that heard my testimony out there, and could relate in another country. And
right.
We got to pray with families that never been holding hands together for 25 years or so.
Wow. Yeah. So you went on one mission trip. Now you guys want to go on another one.
Yeah.
So God's just really growing your heart for not just Hawaii, this you know, small place in the world, but really put a world on your heart.
Yeah, right? For sure. And he's using us. And I really wanted my son to come with us last year, but it was a third world country, and we didn't know what to expect out there because the laws out there of evangelism. But this year, God is pointing us in the States to Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we're glad to bring my son on board.
It's awesome, because I remember talking with you folks that there's a possible thing in your heart, a desire to maybe be part of a church plant one day.
Yes. We've been praying for that too. And it's pretty much, it's all God's speed. So it's all with our open heart and our vessel you use, you know.
You know, it's an interesting thing, Danny. A lot of the guys, the pastors at our church, first of all, they were actually operation directors.
Yeah,
and then
know,
they
right?
become pastors. So you're on the right track.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
But you know, the desire to serve God because of God's love in your heart. And I think at this moment, Danny wants you to pray. For people that maybe were in your situation, they're depressed, mm-hmm. they feel hopeless,
yeah.
and they're spiraling out of control. But you know, you can give them hope. So could you pray for them?
Just sure,
pray.
Yeah. Sure. Father God, we just lift your name up, Lord, and for all the glory and praise that you have sent your one and only Son, Lord, and died on a cross for us and rose the third day for our hope and faith, Lord. And Lord, we just have an open heart for those souls out there that is listening to this radio today. And Lord, and may they, all the depressions and the anxieties that they have in their hearts and their minds, Lord, and may they reach out to someone out there that is willing to listen to them, Lord, and maybe those that has friends out there that is suffering through this depression and anger issues, Lord, may they reach out to them also, Lord, and be a great friend and show them a great friend of your grace, Lord, and their love, Lord, and all those broken hearts out there. We just pray for them to lift up their hands and their knees to the ground, Lord, and just submit to you, and this let them receive you in a way that they can reflect the goodness, that others can see the difference of their lives, and will show them that they would have faith also. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Coach, you have been a part of Sid and Dennis's life. A brief moment of reflection.
You know, the beautiful thing, when I look at this couple and with their son, Ko Lao, it's amazing. I had lunch with them last week, and their son, Ko Lao, he told me that he wants to be a pastor. And I told him right at that very moment, the devil didn't put that thought in your mind. God did. But, you know, he has a heart that he wants to help with kids' church. And it's just to see how when the father is aligned with Father God and he can become a father to his son, that it gives the son, gives Ko Lao an opportunity to align his life, even as young as he is. And it's just the amazing story of the gospel, how it transformed our lives. And I when I hear this story, I can't help but tear up, because when you look at it, only God can do this.
There is a wholeness that is found in Christ, a wholeness on the inside, a wholeness, the peace that passes understanding, someone being together on the inside. And dear friend, today, that is the hope that can be yours in the Lord Jesus. And Alfredo Canencia, also known as Pastor Coach, and the Kamakeas testify of that. And what a blessing it has been. And it's not for us to keep, but it's to share with you. And that's the heart of what we do here at the Good Life Radio Show. We love you. The Lord loves you, and he knows you, dear friend. And we've been blessed by inspiring words today from the Kamakeas. Thank you so much, Sid and Dennis. We appreciate you very much sharing your hearts with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Inspiring words indeed from Dennis and Sid Kamakea. Find out more at pearlside.org. My friend, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. If you'd like to help us with your financial support, to stand with us, make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. 1 John 2:17. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dennis and Sid Kamakea, ProSide.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, technical producer Leo Rodriguez, and guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.